Let me read today's quote by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The quote for today is, "Don't approach the cheater guru, bluffer guru, and be cheated. Stop this business. This has spoiled the whole spiritual atmosphere of the world. Take guru, the supreme guru, Krishna." So this was said by His Divine Grace at Tehran, March 13th, 1975. So now we shall move on to our next session, which is a class on Chaitanya Bhagavat. And today we are very fortunate to hear from Her Grace Radha Bhav Mataji, and Mataji is going to enlighten us on chapter 17, verses from 40 to 42. Hare Krishna Mataji. Please please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Guru Maharaja. And thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your time and talking on Chaitanya Bhagavat. We are eagerly waiting to hear from you, Mataji. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much. We'll start with the invocation prayers. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन। आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक भक्ति संगा Preeti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji for giving me an opportunity today to discuss scriptures and engage my mind, senses and tongue in the service of Krishna. So today we are reading chapter 17 from text 40 onwards. I have been given the verses 40, 41 and 42. So we will read through them. ये चरण भागीरथी होइला प्रकाश निरवधि हृदय न छाड़े यार दास। द गंगा एमिनेट्स फ्रॉम दीज लोटस फीट एंड द सर्वेंट्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड कॉन्स्टेंटली कीप द लोटस फीट इन देयर हार्ट्स। अनंत शय्याय अति प्रिय ये चरण से देखायत भाग्यवंत जना। दीज लोटस फीट आर मोस्ट एंचैंटिंग ऑन द बेड ऑफ अनंत। ओ फॉर्चुनेट सोल्स नाउ सी दोज सेम लोटस फीट हेयर। सो द ब्राह्मणस आर टेलिंग दैट दे आर डिस्क्राइबिंग दैट ऑल द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लोटस फीट। बिफोर दिस वी सॉ दैट द लोटस फीट वर डिस्क्राइब बाय द ब्राह्मणस एंड दे सेड लॉर्ड शिवा एक्सेप्ट दीज lotus feet in the heart, and they are constantly being worshipped by Lakshmi. And these lotus feet were also placed on the head of Bali Maharaj. And one who meditates on these lotus feet, even for a moment, never comes under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. And then they were also saying that these lotus feet are rarely attained even by the best of yogis. O fortunate souls, now see those same lotus feet here. And now they are also saying that the Ganga emanates from the lotus feet of Vishnu, and the servants of the Lord constantly keep the lotus feet on their head. Hearing, so charana prabhava shuni vipragana mukhe avishta haila prabhu premananda sukhe. Hearing the glories of Lord's lotus feet from the brahmanas, the Lord became absorbed in ecstatic love. So we will read the purport. The phrase charana prabhav is explained as follows. Imagining the Supreme Lord to be formless, the impersonalists cannot understand the wonders of the Lord's eternal form, which attracts even self-satisfied souls. The impersonalists' process of consideration arises from material conceptions. After subduing the impersonal philosophy, the lotus feet of the Lord were installed on the head of Gayasur at Gaya. These lotus feet of the Lord are the source of all spiritual pastimes. The voidism of Buddhists and the impersonalism of Panchopashakas are buried under these lotus feet of Gadadhara. Since the Panchopashakas ultimately become impersonalists, they are simply Buddhists in disguise. The conception of fruitive workers opposed to Vedic injunctions are under the shelter of ignorance. The conceptions of the Buddhists are opposed to the Vedas and deny spiritual existence, and the conception of the impersonalists, though not directly Buddhists, superficially follow the Vedas, deny material existence, and are a covered form of Buddhism. Since the covered Buddhist impersonalists and their followers, the Panchopashakas consider the eternal form and eternal lotus feet of Gadadhar as material, perceivable by their senses and products of material nature, they are eternally bereft of the good fortune of seeing them. The devotees who accept the eternally variegated pastimes of the Lord never give respect to the philosophy of covered Buddhism that superficially follows the Vedas. The lotus feet of the Lord, they attract Shiva, Brahma, Shukadev, and many other self-satisfied souls. They are eternal absolute truth or Satchid Ananda Vigraha. Therefore, the impersonalist conception of Panchopasana, which is meant for cheating people, is nothing but a means for cheating innocent, foolish people. Therefore, the most intelligent devotees never accept impersonalism, the covered form of Buddhism. So much has been described about the lotus feet of the Lord in, I think, the past discussion. Kirtida Sundari Mataji has spoken about the lotus shape of the Lord and how beautiful they are. Today I would like to discuss beautiful markings on the lotus feet of the Lord. There are very beautiful shlokas in our Srimad Bhagavatam on the lotus feet of the Lord. We can go on, but I will just mention a couple and then we will move on to discussing the markings on the lotus feet of the Lord's feet today. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 3.5.39, a very beautiful shloka is mentioned about the lotus feet of the Lord. It goes like this.
Namamate deva padaravindam prapannatapo pasamat
हस्तपत्रं यमूलकेतायतयो यतयोन्नजसोरु संसारदुःखं बहिर् उत्क्षिपन्ति. सो वॉट डज दिस श्लोका मीन? इट मीन्स ओ लॉर्ड, योर लोटस फीट आर लाइक एन अम्ब्रेला फॉर द सरेंडर्ड सोल्स, प्रोटेक्टिंग देम फ्रॉम ऑल द मिजरीज ऑफ मटीरियल एक्सिस्टेंस. ऑल ऑफ द सेजेस अंडर द शेल्टर हुएवर इज अंडर द शेल्टर ऑफ द अम्ब्रेला, ऑल ऑफ द सेजेस अंडर द शेल्टर थ्रो अवे ऑल देयर मटीरियल मिजरीज. वी देयरफॉर ऑफर आवर रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अनटू योर लोटस फीट. So this is a very beautiful shloka, and here it is said that, O Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. And what is the glory of his lotus feet here? So here he is saying that if you surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, so prapanna tapo pashamat tapatram. So prapanna means if you surrender yourself to the lotus feet of the Lord, and tapa upashama means the lotus feet will mitigate all our miseries, and atapatram means it, the lotus feet of Krishna, they look like an umbrella. It is compared, atapatram is compared to that of an umbrella. So the lotus feet of Krishna is just like an umbrella, and when there is profuse amount of rain, what do we have? We have a strong umbrella to hold, to protect us from the rain. Similarly, the shloka says that in this material world, there are so many difficulties and sufferings that are coming upon us, and they are coming upon us down like a shower of rain. So what should we do? That's why we need to take shelter of the umbrella of the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is a very nice shloka which I came across in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then there's another very beautiful shloka. It is from the teachings of Lord Kapila. It's 3.28.21. You all can pull it up if you all want to. So it goes, Sanchintayed Bhagavatas Charanaravindam Vajrankusha Dhvajasaroru Lanchanadhyam Uttunga Rakta Vilasan Nakha Chakravala Jyotsnabhir Ahatamad Dridhayanta Dridayandhyakaram. So what does this mean? This beautiful shloka is from the third canto, like I said, and it is a part of the teachings of Lord Kapila, and it is describing the beautiful lotus feet of Krishna, and it is telling you what is the effect of meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. This verse is trying to tell us. So what does it say? Sanchintayed means meditating for a long time on the lotus. If you are meditating on the long time on the lotus feet of Krishna, these lotus feet are marked with beautiful markings like Vajra, Thunderbolt, Ankush. Vajra means thunderbolt. Ankush means the goad. Dhvaja means the banner. And Saroru means the lotus. So these, all these beautiful markings are there on the lotus feet of Krishna. And when we go and take darshan of the lotus feet of Krishna, there is a moonlight effulgence that is emanating from his toenails. Uttunga rakta vilasan nakha chakravala. And this, and when we expose ourselves to this moonlight effulgence which is emanating from the toes of Krishna, what is the effect? The effect is that in this material world, the conditioned soul who has his heart full of lot of darkness of ignorance, that ignorance will be completely dispelled when we expose ourselves to the effulgence emanating from the toenails of Krishna. Jyotsnabhir ahatamad dridayandhakaram means, andhakara means the darkness of ignorance, that will be dispelled. We may not be able to externally perceive this effect immediately because we have a lot of material contamination in ourselves. But because of taking darshan of the lotus feet very regularly on a daily basis, it will be very purifying to us, and it will have an effect in our consciousness over time, and we will be able to uplift ourselves to a different spiritual platform over time. So these are the two shlokas I wanted to share with you all. And after this, we can go on to the discussion of the beautiful markings on the lotus feet of. We'll only discuss Shyamasundar's lotus feet. Is it possible for anyone to share the lotus feet picture so that as the picture is being shared, we can discuss? Is somebody able to share it?
Can I try? Yeah. Kitra, you have co-host, right? You can do
Okay.
it.
Mataji, you can still continue. Give me a minute and I'll share it soon.
Sure. So there are many common markings on the feet of Radha and Krishna. So today we will discuss only Shyam Sundar's feet because we don't have so much time. But these beautiful markings on the lotus feet of Shyam Sundar, they have been described in various scriptures. The Skanda Puran, the Matsya Puran, the Garga Samhita, the Sararth Darshini by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which is a tika on Srimad Bhagavatam, Ananda Chandrika also, which is part of Govinda Lilamrit, that is again Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's tika on Govinda Lilamrit, that in all these scriptures, Rupa Chintamani by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami's Sri Karapada Yugal Samhariti, these scriptures have described
One minute, Mataji. Is anybody able to see that screen?
Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, why don't we download that picture? I'll try to share it. We are able to see that.
Looks good, Mataji. We can see it clearly.
Okay, that should be fine. So, first of all, is everybody able to see Mataji's, the picture?
Yes, better.
So, these marks appear on the lotus feet of Krishna and Radha. There are some overlapping marks on Radha and Krishna's feet, but today we will discuss Krishna's, and whatever is overlapping, I will mention it to you all. So, the conch shell is the first marking. Can everybody see the conch shell? It's there on the left foot. So conch shell is the symbol of victory. And it proclaims that those who take shelter of Radha Govind's lotus feet are always saved from all distresses and awarded with all fearlessness. And we also know that when we do Abhishek, the conch shell holds water for bathing the divine couple. So their lotus feet contain divine nectar, that is charanamrut, that extinguishes the blazing fire of material miseries of the devotees. So that is the significance of the conch shell on the lotus feet. Then the second is the flag. If you see on the right hand side, Shyam Sundar has a flag. So what does the flag signify? The flag announces security and protection from fear for devotees meditating on their lotus feet. So anybody who is meditating on the flag on the lotus feet of Shyam Sundar will get security and protection from what? From fear. And there's also a flag on Radharani's feet, and that has a different significance. We can discuss that later. So then is the fish. Did you all see the fish on the left leg? Everybody can see. So let's see what the fish signifies. The fish, we know, cannot exist without water. Similarly, devotees cannot live a moment without the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. That is the significance of a fish. That we should be so attached to the lotus feet that just like a fish cannot live without water, the moment the meditation and the thought of Radha and Krishna is out of our mind, we should be constantly flickering. I mean, we should be craving to bring our mind back on the lotus feet of Krishna. So the fickle mind resembles a fish. So one must diligently practice daily to fix our mind on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And we also know that Radha and Krishna, their lotus feet are never in a place which is dry. They are always in a place which is full of love for them. So the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna can never live in a dry place. So the heart must first become liquefied with the loving mellows to attract the fish of their feet. So the fish or the makar is also, we know, it is also a sign on the flag of the Cupid. So Cupid's flag also has a fish. So it also indicates that Krishna has conquered the Cupid, thereby showing Cupid's flag of surrender on the sole of his feet. It indicates also that during Pralaya, Krishna assumes the form of a fish, the fish incarnation, to save his devotees. So there are many, many reasons here. So first we saw that the fish cannot survive without water. So similarly, devotees should also not live a moment without the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. Second is, we know the mind is very fickle and it resembles Krishna. The mind resembles a fish. So we must diligently practice to bring the mind back to the meditation of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And we must also remember again, point number three, that heart must first become liquefied with the loving mellows to attract this fish of their feet. And then the fourth point is the fish, which is also there on the flag of the Cupid. Why is it there? It indicates that Krishna has conquered Cupid, thereby showing Cupid's flag of surrender on the soles of his feet. And then the last one is, what does it indicate, the fish? It indicates that during Pralaya, Krishna assumes the form of a fish, the fish incarnation, and he saves his devotees. So these are the multiple meanings of a fish. Now coming to the third one, that is a lotus. Did everyone see the lotus on the right foot? So we know that the lotus, the nectar filled lotus, creates greed for prema in the minds of the bee like devotees. So the minds of the devotees are like the bees, and the nectar filled lotus, what does it do? It creates greed for love of Godhead in the minds of bee like devotees who meditate on the lotus feet of Radha Govind. Now the lotus symbol indicates that the devotees who remember Radha Govind's lotus feet will always be fortunate and successful. So if you remember Radha Govind's lotus feet and you remember the lotus on it, you will always have fortune and you will be successful in whatever spiritual endeavor you are undertaking. And then the lotus feet of Radha Shyam are so soft that they can only be compared to lotus petals. So the shape of the feet also resembles a lotus petal. This is what they are trying to say. And at first glance, their feet appears like fresh lotus blossoms. And it also denotes that Radha Govind's lotus feet always, because, you know, Vrindavan Dham is full of lakes with beautiful lotuses. So it denotes that the lotus feet are always living in Vraja Bhumi, which is also shaped like a lotus. And the lotus also means that one who meditates on the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar will become fortunate, because the divine couple, what do? They grant boons by the use of the lotus. They always have lotus in their hand. So whenever a boon has to be granted by them, they will immediately, if you meditate on the lotus, you will get multiple boons from the divine couple. How beautiful. So this was about the lotus. Then coming to the next one, which is the unstrung bow, that's on the left foot. Did everybody see the unstrung bow? Look at these beautiful marks, because looking at them right now, you all will be able to actually meditate while the meaning is being explained. So this mark, the unstrung bow, it represents that those who take shelter of the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar will be freed from all varieties of difficulties. And it also indicates that when the mind of the devotee meets the target of the feet, then prema increases as a result and it overflows as tears showering from the eyes. So beautiful. So one is, if you take shelter of the lotus feet of this mark, you will be freed from all the difficulties, unstrung bow, freed from all difficulties. And it indicates that when the mind of the devotee meets the target, so your mind is a arrow and the feet are the target, so when the mind of the devotee meets the target of the feet, then prema increases and overflows as tears which comes from his eyes. Then the next one is the goad. The goad is on the right foot of Krishna. The goad, what does it indicate? So it denotes that meditating on the goad of Radha Govind's on the feet of Radha Govind brings the elephant of the devotee's mind under control and keeps them on the right path. So goad is used and the devotee's mind is like an elephant. So it is controlled and it keeps them on the right path. So this is what the goad indicates. Then we have a triangle. So we have a triangle on Krishna's foot. Triangle who takes shelter of Krishna. So all the devotees who take shelter of this triangle on Krishna's feet get saved from the snares of the three modes and the threefold miseries represented by the three sides of the triangle. Okay, there's a triangle on the left foot. So the triangle represents what? The three modes and the threefold miseries. And that is represented by this triangle. So a devotee who takes shelter of this triangle is freed from these threefold miseries. And the lotus feet of Shamsundar are the first and the last refuge for the inhabitants of the three worlds. So Krishna's lotus feet are the safest haven for the demigods, humans and animals as well. So everyone should resort to Krishna's lotus feet with full concentration of body, mind and words. And it is also known that Krishna's feet have attracted the fixed gaze of the three-eyed Lord Shiva also. So that is the importance of the triangle. You get freed from the threefold miseries of material nature. Then we have the barley corn. The barley corn is seen on the right foot on the top. So what does the barley corn signify? The barley corn signifies that the devotees receive all enjoyable opulences by serving the lotus feet of Radha and Govind. So you will get enjoyable opulences. So once one finds shelter at their feet, then the devotee's journey through many, many births and deaths is cut very short, just like a grain of barley. So your cycle of birth and death will be reduced to the size of the grain of a barley if you simply meditate on this little mark on the lotus feet of Krishna. And also, we also know that barley sustains lives for living beings. Barley is a grain, so when you eat, it is sustaining life. Similarly, the glorious feet of Radha Shyamsundar's feet are the fullest nourishment for all souls. So, for full nourishment of our soul, just like barley nourishes the body, the lotus feet of Krishna, they nourish the souls of living beings. So that is the significance of the barley corn. Then we have the next one on the list is half moon. The half moon is there on Krishna's left foot. It is also there on Srimati Radharani's foot. So what does the half moon signify? It signifies that demigods like Lord Shiva have decorated their own heads with the souls of Radha Govind's lotus feet. And then we know that Lord Shiva, you know, he has a matted hair and he has that half moon on it. So that is the significance that even demigods have the lotus feet of Krishna on their head. It also indicates that devotees who decorate their own heads with the lotus feet of Radha Krishna can become exalted pure devotees like Lord Shiva. So if you also decorate your head with the markings or with the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, you can become exalted like Lord Shiva. Just as the moon showers nectars with its cooling rays, similarly, the soothing lotus feet of Radha Shyam shower nectar upon their devotees, which extinguishes the threefold miseries, so that the devotee's mind may reside at their feet. Radha Govind bear the symbol of the moon on their head, which is the presiding deity of the mind. So the moon is known to be the presiding deity of the mind. So the devotee's mind may always reside at the feet of Radha Govind. That is our aim. So if you have your mind focused on the moon which is a presiding deity of the mind, it will protect you and it will make sure, ensure that your mind is focused on the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. It means that the real moon has shriveled up in shame and it appears as a half form because the splendorous full moons of their lustrous, because of the splendorous full moons of their lustrous toenails. So this is the importance of moon on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then we have a up curving line, Urdhvareka. There's a Urdhvareka, the next symbol on the right leg of Krishna. So this mark signifies that a devotee who clings to the lotus feet of Radha Shyam, if you are holding on to the lotus feet of Radha Shyam, as if holding on, you're holding a lifeline, you will be transported to the spiritual world. And it also indicates that the path of Radha Govind is very direct, straight and narrow. And if you just hold on to it tightly, you will be transcending all the material existence and their sufferings. It also reveals that Radha Govind's feet can reach down to the lowest of fallen souls who take shelter of them and deliver them to the highest destination. So this is very beautiful. It reveals that if you hold on to this Urdhvareka, it can reach to the lowest fallen souls, right up to the hellish planets. And those who take shelter of them, even in the hellish planets, can be delivered to the highest destination. How beautiful. So that was about the Urdhvareka, the upcurving line. Then we have the water pots. There are water pots on Krishna's left leg. There are four water pots. 1, 2, 3, 4, just around the triangle. This mark of the water pot means that Krishna's feet holds the golden pot of pure nectar to be freely consumed by the surrendered souls. Indeed, they will never be bereft of nectar, for this pot always remains full. So we should realize that these pots are full of, they hold the pure nectar. Amrit is there, Charan Amrit. These pots are full of the Charan Amrit. And just as a full pot is an auspicious symbol, similarly the devotees who meditate on the feet of Krishna will always experience auspiciousness. And it also denotes that Krishna's feet, they pour honey nectar to extinguish the burning fire of separation which was felt by the gopis, as well as the blazing threefold miseries that were felt by the separated devotees. So this is the significance of the pots. It holds nectar, and this nectar pot signifies auspiciousness, and it also holds the nectar which extinguishes the burning fire of separation which is felt by the devotees who are separated from Krishna in this material world. Then we have disc. The next one is the disc. The disc is on the right foot. The disc indicates that if you meditate on the lotus feet of Radha Shyam, they cut down the six enemies of lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride and envy. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. All these will be cut down by the disc. And it also indicates tejas tattva, or the principle of brilliance, by which Radha Govind destroy the darkness of sins from within the hearts of the devotees. So ignorance is destroyed by the disc. So the six enemies are destroyed, ignorance is also destroyed. Also, the disc on Krishna's foot represents time factor. It is said that one who always meditates on the Krishna's lotus feet will never be destroyed by time. He will live eternally in the blissful world of Goloka Vrindavan. So here we will be destroyed by time in the material world. But here in this material world, if we meditate on the disc, we will never be destroyed by time in the spiritual world. So that was about the disc. The next mark is the circle, concentric circle. So there's a circle there on the left foot of Krishna. What does this represent? Now this represents the sky, and it shows that though Krishna's feet are everywhere, they are unattached just like the sky. So Krishna's feet are not attached to anything, just like the sky is also not attached to anything. And it also signifies that Krishna is within everything and within the circle of our hearts. Yet at the same time, Krishna is outside of everything and in everyone, eternally outside of everything and in everyone, enjoying the loving embraces of his devotees in Vrindavan. So this is the significance of Krishna having the circle, concentric circle there. Then we have the umbrella on the right foot. So the umbrella on the feet of Radha Govind, it proves that those who take shelter of their lotus feet are protected from incessant rainfall of material miseries. We saw in the shloka which we just read at the beginning that the lotus feet is like the umbrella and it will protect you from the distress and sufferings in the material miseries. And it also refers to Krishna holding the Govardhan hill up like an umbrella to protect Vrindavan from the devastating rains of Indra. And it, what does it also mean? It also means that one who sits in the shade of the lotus feet of Krishna becomes exalted just like great kings who usually have umbrellas held over their head. So this is the significance of umbrella, that you will be safe from all the miseries of this material world. Also, it signifies Krishna holding up Govardhan hill to protect the Vrajvasis. And the third thing is that if you sit, get, are under the protection of the lotus feet, just like exalted kings, just like kings who sit under the shade of the feet become exalted, you will also become exalted spiritually. Then is the cow's hoof print. So we have the hoof print of the cow on Krishna's foot. It signifies that for those who take full shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, the vast ocean of material existence becomes as small and insignificant as the water held in the hoof print of a cow. And thus we can easily cross it. So if you meditate on the hoof print of a cow, it is on the left side, left foot. What does it signify? If you take full shelter, the whole material existence will become as small as and insignificant as the hoof print of a cow, and Krishna will help us cross over this. Then we have the thunderbolt. The thunderbolt is there on the right foot of Krishna. So what does the thunderbolt signify? This mark proves that meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna smashes to pieces the mountain of devotees' karmic reactions to past sins. So all the mountain of all your karmic reactions will be smashed. And it is said whoever holds on to the lotus feet of Krishna becomes as exalted as Indra, whose weapon is the thunderbolt, the Vajra. And this mark shows that the glories of Krishna's dynasty were established by his own great grandson named Vajranabha, who built shrines and installed various deities to preserve the many places of Krishna's pastimes. So Vajranabha is also initiated regular festival celebrations. So thunderbolt is a very important mark on the feet of Krishna. So let's do this quickly, a revision of this. It proves that if you meditate on this, your karmic reactions from the past will be destroyed, and whoever holds onto Krishna's lotus feet becomes as exalted as Lord Indra. Why? Because his weapon is also a thunderbolt. And then comes the, this one is the, there's a swastik on the mark of Krishna's left foot, sorry, right foot. So what does swastik signify? It signifies auspiciousness. It shows that nothing inauspicious can come in the life of one who has Krishna as his Lord. Nothing inauspicious can come for one who cherishes the feet of Krishna in his heart. So that is the significance of swastik. Then we have the octagon. We have the octagon on the right foot. What does octagon symbolize? It symbolizes that those who worship Lord Krishna's feet are well protected in eight directions. And it also shows that nothing within the kingdom of the eight directions is unattainable by Krishna's devotees. That is, nothing is impossible to attain for a devotee of Krishna who has surrendered unto the lotus feet. So you get protection and you are unconquerable. So that is about the octagon. The next symbol on the list is a blackberry fruit. The jambu fruit is there. You can see those. Now the jambu fruit shows that Krishna's lotus feet are the only worshipable objects for the residents of Jambu Dweep. That is the island of blackberry according to Vedic cosmography. So this is about the blackberry fruit. Then there is the next mark is I think we have covered almost everything. So we are done. Yes, so we covered almost. Yeah, we covered everything. The conch shell.
What is Ankusham, Mataji?
Ankush is thunderbolt.
But Pavi? Pavi is thunderbolt, right? In the picture, but Ankusham is
It's a gourd.
Gourd.
Oh, okay. Gourd.
The gourd there.
Gourd, okay. Yeah. Then we covered everything.
Yeah. So that is it, Mataji. So today I just wanted to share with all of you all the auspicious markings on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then there are markings on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani also, which we can, it'll be long time, so we will take it some other day. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for explaining it so beautifully. Each and every marking you explained with 3-4 reasons. It was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you for the very sweet class. It was very nice and patient, and you gave us enough time to absorb. Beautiful meditation. Very beautiful meditation. Thank you for doing this for us. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much. A very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Really, you made us meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, and in so much detail you talked about each and every marking. Do you have time for questions, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. We can take maybe 15 minutes. I have.
Thank you. Hare Krishna devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead. Or any realizations. Darshini Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Tanvat Pranam. Am I audible?
Yes, Mataji, I can hear you.
So Mataji had mentioned that in the right in the right part of the lotus feet, there were jambu fruits, right? You had told that they indicate that the jambu fruits indicate that the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is worshipable by the people of the continent. You related it to blackberry, right? I mean, what is the significance of blackberry here, actually?
Yeah, this is, I'm not quite sure myself, but according to Vedic cosmography, Jambudvip is an island in the spiritual world, as far as I know. Kirti Dasundari Matri or Priti Vilasini Matri, please feel free to correct me.
Mataji, Jambudvip is, I think so. Adigadatta Prabhu wants to say something. Prabhu, please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So what I have heard is the specialty of the jamun fruit compared to all other fruits of this world is that anybody, and those of who have grown up in India and eaten the jambu fruit, jamun ka phal, they know this. The specialty of eating jamun is it is not just very tangy, not just very tasty, but the very special feature is anyone who has eaten jamun anybody who sees that person knows isne jamun khaya hai, because the whole mouth becomes purple in color. Similarly, anyone who has tasted the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet, just by looking at that person, the whole world can know this is a Mahabhagwat, this is a Vaishnava, this is a devotee. Because once having tasted the nectar of Krishna consciousness, the person will not have taste for anything else. So just like jamun is very tasty, and anyone who has tasted it has the signs of having tasted. Similarly, a person who has tasted the nectar from Krishna's lotus feet will experience the taste, and others will also know ki isne chakha hai, he has tasted. So that is what I have heard. Jambudvip, of course, we know is a is a planet in the material realm, and the residents are very exalted. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are prayers by the residents of Jambudvip offered to Lord Krishna. So that is also there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Mataji. Vinita Gandharvika, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a meditative class on each symbols on the Lord's lotus feet. Mataji, where can I find to read this, about this?
Mataji, this is given in the book Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. You can find the meditations here in that, yes.
The small book, right, Mataji? Art of
yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Vrinda Gopika, Mataji, please go.
Hare Krishna, Ji Radha Bhav, Mataji, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Vijay Gopinath, Vijay. As usual, Mataji, your class is amazing, Mataji. You take us in a dham, Mataji. I hear your all Shidam Vrindavan Dham Leela's class. We feel that Leela's, Mataji. We are not able to qualify to enter in Shidam Vrindavan Dham, but you take us in a dham, in Atlanta, Vaishnavi e class, you give us Shidam Vrindavan Dham, all class, Mataji. Not only me, my two daughters, my husband, attentively here, Mataji. Thank you for your attentively given a so inspiring, very nectarian class, Mataji. Koti koti danvat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Please accept our humble obeisance. Chai chai Nityananda, chai chai Gauranga, Mataji. Thank you very much. Please come regular and give your association and blessing, beta.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Anybody else wants to share any realizations or any questions? Okay. Shall we end the call then, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpata rubhyasya kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam
swami.
Hare Krishna, Radha Bhav,
Mataji ki
jai.
Mataji,
thank you.
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Mataji, dhanvat pranam.
Hare Krishna,
thank you all, the devotees. We are ending the call here. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Mataji.